This episode is sponsored by B&H Photo, the professional... Start that over. This episode is sponsored by B&H Photo, the professional source for video, photo, and audio equipment, and so much more. B&H Photo is the smart way to shop with low prices, top-notch customer service, fast shipping, and nil sales tax in 48 states. To learn more and check out their special deals for our listeners, visit bhphoto.com/frogpants. That's bhphoto.com/frogpants. Coming up on TMS, feed a vapor, save the world.
Never get out of your hole.
Ew. do not put that air hose in there.
Did not see that car coming.
These are all related once again. Boy Saves Christmas.
Tom's Tech Time.
Recca, Mentals, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
All the electrical currents from all the microphones are controlled and sent out to the transmitting stations. These currents form what we call the audio wave.
Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment a rhythmic arrangement of Spring, Beautiful Spring.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. I will feast on your soul.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream for Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. Ooh. 5 days till Christmas.
You know, it starts feeling like Christmas when the first digit changes to a two. That's when it's like... Holy cow, we're sliding down this downhill slope and there's no stopping.
You all good on your shopping and everything? You're all done?
I'm good on all the shopping I have to do for people who've told me what they want. Still waiting back from a couple texts I sent out to family members saying, hey, give me some ideas. Because they're not people I hang around with often, so it's not like I can pick up things in conversation like, oh, I sure love that Josh Groban. Which is an awful big hint for me to pick up something for them. It's like, okay, Josh Groban,
yeah.
Done.
You know, the most annoying commercial I just saw was, it reminds me of this.
What's that?
It's a wife reminding the husband what she wants for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And to do that, she writes in his daily crossword the word necklace in a space that isn't meant for the word necklace.
Going to completely F up his crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be like... Wait a minute, this, I didn't feel, and she wrote it in pen?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a divorce.
It's one of these jewelry commercials, but the way it looked like it was enough room to hold the word necklace, but that wasn't the complete word. So there's some leftover spaces, all the cross up and downs are going to be screwed up, and I would also add, it looked like pen, not pencil, which is
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay, she's done.
Yeah, divorce.
Nobody messes with my crossword puzzle.
Yeah, separation at the least, divorce. Possible is what I'm saying.
The only solace I have in my life, woman. Get out.
Anyway, I saw that during one of Kim's dumb movies. Oh, yeah. Last night I should tell you who I saw in there. Okay, so
all right, who'd you see in the one last
night? All right, so last night I don't know what the name was. It was like the nine Lives of Christmas or some shit name like that.
Oh god. So Morris the Cat was in it.
No, I wish. That would have been an entertaining effort. But I noticed someone in it who surprised me, and it was former Superman, now regular on, I think he's still on Arrow, Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh, he's a regular on Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh,
still.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So he plays
no longer on Arrow.
Who does he play? What's his character?
He's playing the same, Ray Palmer,
okay.
The Atom.
All right, the Atom, that's who he is. All right, well, I think
he was...
Atom. I'm continually bummed out about him because I think he was a good Superman and the movie he was in just wasn't very good. And so,
he's certainly the least, like, he's more in line with a Christopher Reeve, little bit of humor Superman, like a Superman who could laugh at himself or laugh at Batman or that sort of thing.
Yeah. Or smile once in a while. How about that?
Or smile once in a while, just anything. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So anyway, bums me out, but he was in this.
I see your film also includes the fine acting work of Kimberly Sestad, Gregory Harrison, Stephanie Bennett, and Chelsea Hobbs.
Yeah. All these famous names that you are household names, really.
Well, you might know Kimberly Sestad from other movies besides The Nine Lives of Christmas. She was also in A Bride for Christmas and All Things Valentine.
Great.
Apparently she's got a, and Super Buddies, Disney's Super Buddies, the dog superhero.
No
movie.
Idea what that is. How old is that? Is that a long time ago? Must be.
2013.
Let's see. Gregory Harrison, you know, from such things as...
he's not to be confused with, like, you know, Gregory Peck or yeah, like, you know.
Or Harrison Ford or any of those good
or
names.
Harrison Ford or anybody like that, yes. He also has had his dog movie Venn diagram with Air Bud Golden Receiver.
Great. Great. He's probably somebody's dad in that. What do you bet? What do you bet he was a
oh,
dad?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
sure. He looks like he's somebody's dad in everything. I'm taking it in Nine Lives of Christmas. He was somebody's dad.
Yep, there it is, chat room. You can see it. And as usual, we got a green and red combo because it is Christmas, of course. And it's about rescuing. He's a firefighter. He rescues cats, and that's about as far as I got into that thing. It was not good.
As the Christmas holiday draws near, a veterinary student, played by Kimberly Sestat, and a stray cat challenge a fireman's commitment to life as a bachelor.
Uh huh. Yeah. That's pretty much it. And all his buddies at the fire station just ream him constantly, just giving him crap every day for being a softy. And Man. At one point he's posing for a calendar and he's super buff, I guess. Like, he doesn't seem like it on the outside, kind of normal face looking dude. Mm-hmm. But you get that shirt off and it's woo boy, it's some business.
He's a good looking fella.
Sure. He's got it going on. So anyway, 2014's The Nine Lives of Christmas. I would actually argue, and this is just a little side note, a cut above the normal fare on that channel. It's a little better. The acting's not so bad. The shots and cinematography aren't terrible. It actually seemed like it could be a movie.
Ugh,
still bad.
Skywalker, feel the power racing through your veins. Soon the transformation will be complete.
Oh, my Lord. You know what you're doing? You're reminding me of my horrible Twitter fights I was having this morning.
Oh, sorry, that was more of a Palpatine. I'm not bringing up any new Last Jedi stuff.
Well, here's what I found. Okay, let me just you know what? I'm going to share my experience so people can learn from it.
Okay, all right.
I posted something this morning that garnered some heat, and I at first didn't understand why. This was it right here. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
My tweet was, hold on, I'm just finding the original tweet. It's really hard to find for some reason. Okay, here it is. This was sent a while ago. I said, the complete flip out by Star Wars quote-unquote fans who think they have very specific entitlements reminds me of the tone of Gamergate, and it's gross, all right? Now, suddenly flooded with people calling
hot
me every
button word Gamergate.
Yeah, now, see, I didn't think of that at first. I thought, oh, these are just all freakouts from Star Wars people. I thought, oh, these are, and they must follow me because why else would they see this? You know, why else are they doing this? And then I realized, oh wait, none of these people are following me. All of them have timelines where they're being really trolly to everybody they can. I wonder if they have a search or a filter on that keys off the word Gamergate or possibly now Star Wars. So, I wonder if that's what happened. Holy shit, it's been insane. And all morning I've been just block. And nobody follows me. None of them were people who followed me. This is troll McTrolley pants everywhere. People saying some of the worst things I've ever heard, some of the dumbest things I've ever heard, and not really addressing my original point. So, and they don't realize they're talking to somebody who actually has issues with the movie. I have some problems with the movie, some kind of significant ones. Overall, I'm okay with it. But this complete meltdown of these people who act like their world is ending because they didn't like a thing that they paid $12 for is killing me. It's killing me.
Yeah.
So it's, but now I don't even know if they may be not even humans. It's a bunch of robots. I don't know.
Oh,
Twitter.
Don't know. I mean, chances are it's a, you're right. It's probably a Google alert that alerts them or a Twitter alert anytime the word Gamergate comes up. And then, he's comparing Gamergate to just a movie where people are upset that so and so happens and such happens.
Yeah, I just got no time for it.
Good luck with that. I'm just gonna keep tweeting pictures of my food.
Yeah, I made a point of just. I mean, it's kind of nice actually. I'm blocking accounts that I will never want to see anyway.
Well, sure.
So. Yeah. So this is a cleansing. It's like eating a bunch of fiber. It's great.
At some point, will the number of accounts you've blocked surpass the number of accounts you follow?
No, maybe. It's probably already there.
How it might already be there, yeah.
How do I see slot. That? Is there a way to see that? Let's see.
I don't know. That'd be cool. Like to see how many accounts you've blocked.
Yeah. I probably can go to my profile and then go.
I would think so, yeah.
Total blocks. Okay, edit profile. That doesn't seem like a thing I'd want to do.
Analytics? No, that would be more like which tweets are doing well.
Right. This should be some account thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to find it. I'm sure it's on the probably easier on the phone than it is in the web one, but I'll look at it later. But I think your point stands. I'll bet. Let's see. I follow 755 people.
Oh, they're pointing out that you only follow 755 people. So
yeah,
I bet you've already surpassed it. Yeah. I bet you've blocked more than 750.
Oh, yeah. I'm not one of those follow for follow kind of people.
I've done 90 tweets in December.
Jeez.
I did 100 in November and 144 in October. My gosh, how did my thumbs not fall off with 144 tweets in October?
How are you here now? How are we even talking? Why are you not in traction or something?
How did I not expire from so much tweeting?
Yeah, it's a shock. It's unbelievable. Anyway, hey, we're back. Let's do a show. Hey, by the way, so last night, two of Nick's buddies showed up right before dinner. They didn't know we were doing dinner, and we didn't really either, but Kim or Nick had barbecued some like pork chops and stuff, and nice little setup going there, and suddenly his two friends show up, and one of his friends, so you met Bo at both BlizzCon and at Nerdtacular, right? Bo Schwartz, kind
of. Of course, yeah.
Short, long hair, cool dude, pretty chill,
total,
whatever.
Total cool dude, yes.
Imagine a high school kid. Imagine Bo's a high school kid. That's who this kid is.
Okay.
Just to get a visual on him. He's a good kid. I like him. But a lot of people give him heat because he's also one of these kind of puts his hair up in a man bun, likes the strawberry vape, he's a kid who's going down the vape trail. He likes the vape, okay?
Sure.
The vapors. He's into the vapors. And we had him for dinner, and it was just a nice reminder that a lot of people see a kid and go, judgment, 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 and they walk away, right? They're sure they've got the kid all figured out.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was the most delightful dinner guest we've ever had in this house. He was fantastic. And I recommend taking a vapor once in a while. Just let him in. Let him be his hipster self, and then just have a conversation with him. Turns out the kid's got this huge fandom going on for Overwatch, and he wanted to talk about Blizzard stuff. And so we did that for a whole bunch of time. And then, talked about the job he's got right now and how he tried to quit, and they offered him more because he's doing such a killer job, made him manager. And, like, he's just a good kid. Like, a good freaking kid. And there are a bunch of those out there that you look at when you get old and you go, look at that kid with his tattoos and his weird hair, right? But they're fine. Right. So let them in. Here's today's 5 days of Christmas Scott's advice to feel better about yourself. Just bring him in.
Yeah, we took in a vapor for a couple weeks, and it's now been 14 months.
Oh, how's the car? I meant to ask on the car. How's the car doing?
The car has a big blue tarp over it currently, but one of its headlights, because it's got the headlights that flip up.
Yeah.
One of its headlights has pushed up the tarp, or the tarp has slid back over one of those headlights. So it looks like it's got this big blue tarp, but it's keeping one eye out for any tow trucks that might be coming by.
Yeah, it's keeping it. You got to stay vigilant. You got to watch out.
I'd say sleep with one eye open for that thing, but it's clearly die with one eye open is what this thing has done.
What's that song?
Sleep with one eye open, clutching your pillow tight. It's Evergreen by Barbara Streisand.
There you go. Nailed it. It's from Shampoo. Yeah. She was great now. Brian, you guys did a thing that made me jealous last night. You guys went and saw the Griswolds in theaters, and that made me jealous. How'd it go?
We did, yeah. We went to the Alamo Drafthouse. They're having a special showing of Christmas Vacation. It's called an Alamo Movie Party, Alamo Drafthouse Movie Party. So it's not just get out there and watch the movie. It's, all right, we're going to do some fun things. Apparently at one location they had an eggnog chugging contest.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't do that at mine. I wouldn't have participated. That's, I'm not going to chug any thickened liquid. Thank you. Chug any thickened liquid. Thank you very much. Yes, mark that one. Jamie will have that one excised out.
Yeah, I might as well. But yeah.
You might as well. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And had a couple of kids come up and compete in wrapping a cat because,
cat wrapping?
What's her face? Yes, because there's, Clark. Wraps her cat up in a box.
Is your house on fire, Clark?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love her.
Her and William Hickey, man.
Yep.
He wants you to say the blessing.
Say grace.
They're the best.
The blessing.
They're the best thing in those. Those two are the best thing about the movie, I think. I love them.
They really are. They're so great. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. They gave us red and green shiny ties and air fresheners that have a pine tree on one side and a squirrel on the other. We haven't opened the packet, so I don't know what they smell like. Glow sticks that we crack open when the when he finally gets the lights turned on the house, so everybody in the theater cracks open their glow sticks and waves them to like give the full impression of the light and stuff.
Oh, very cool.
It's great. It's totally. I was gonna say,
we cracked open our glow sticks as soon as the ecstasy hit our bloodstream.
Exactly. Well,
soon as
Nicole did have to have a little bit of. She'll probably talk about her salve that she's been putting on for her.
Her arm
desk.
Her shoulder. Yeah.
Her shoulder. Yeah.
What was it? Stinky? Was it like a
No, old... it's a marijuana salve.
I want to know about that.
Yes, we'll ask her. We'll totally ask her.
I'm super curious about that because I've all, you know, you always think about smoking it, eating it, what you know, ingesting it. What does it do on the outside if
when
you
it's
smear
a lotion,
it
on? I don't know. We'll find out when we talk to Nicole later on in today's show.
Got to give me some of that. I got to get to Colorado. All right. Well, that's great. And I wondered about the green ties before. I couldn't tell if you guys wore those in or if that was a thing they gave you, but apparently
that was a souvenir of our time at the Alamo Draft House and Christmas Vacation. It was a blast. I like those movie parties. They did kind of one of those when I went and saw The Creature from the Black Lagoon at 10 o'clock at night a couple months ago. But
also
this one was way more fun.
That was also at the Alamo.
Also at the Alamo. I love the Alamo. Here's my only complaints about the Alamo Draft House.
All right.
You get the waiters going back and forth. It's not so much a distraction, but when I'm watching a movie, I kind of recline a little bit. I sit there and I stretch my legs out. I'm a tall guy, got legs that, you know, kind of stick out a ways. And, so I'll stick my legs out, but I'm worried that I'm going to trip them when they're running back and forth in the dark carrying somebody's pizza. Cause it's like, I don't know how far. My feet stick out into the walkway that they go up and down.
Sure.
And so every time it's like, I'm totally aware of it. And I slide my feet back and then I slide them back forward and then I slide them back and then I slide them forward.
Well, it's just cause you're a nice guy. A lot of people just leave them out there cause they're a-holes.
Oh yeah. God, no, yeah. I couldn't even do that.
I want an Alamo. Why can't they bring one here? It's no problem. Just expand one more. Let's do it. We're a huge movie going state. People love movies in Utah. Let's do this.
And I love their policy on talking or texting in the theater, and they've got they always have a new video, it seems like, every time I go about why not to text and talk during the film, and the current one is Kevin Bacon, and it's hilarious.
Well, I need to see it. Maybe I can. Maybe YouTube will have that on.
I think YouTube has those, yeah, for sure.
Well, I'll check it out. In the meantime, let's play a little game. That's right, everybody. That song can only mean one thing. It's time to stump Dunaway. Brian Dunaway on the line with us. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh.
I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's great. It's good to hear your voice. Are you at work? You at home? Like, what are you doing?
I'm eating Christmas lunch with the Griswolds.
Oh.
I am eating Christmas lunch, but just in my office with the door closed.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That sounds good. Christmas lunch with the door closed is not a euphemism. Yeah.
Do you have a button that automatically closes your door when somebody walks in so you can lock them in your room?
Yeah, it's called my foot. I'm just going to reach over here and shut that now.
Nice. Well, we have on the line with us somebody already. Now, I've got to tell you a funny Skype story before I introduce this person.
Sure.
Yesterday, I was with Justin Robert Young doing Unfriend Me, the Star Wars edition. And Skype had a very specific phone number outage, like the thing you use to call a phone number to get in.
Yeah.
That went out for that hour only.
Oh,
like,
no.
When the show ended, I went and checked the support Twitter account, and it says, it's all fixed now, like 3 minutes ago. It's all fixed now. Everyone should be able to get phone calls like normal. I'm like, are you kidding me? The one time I needed you guys. And you failed me. But we need them right
Whatever,
now.
Whatever, the one time. Like, you never ask anything of Skype.
I know. Skype and I, we have a love-hate going. But on the line with us now is a listener of some sort. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello, listener.
Oh, there it is. Brandon? Did I hear that right?
Oh, yes. One sec.
No, you're no problem.
There we go.
There you go.
I was on Bluetooth.
Oh, it's all good.
Oh.
The bluest of tooth.
How dare you bring that horrible
Brandon,
technology.
I'm Gregoric in the chat room.
Oh, that's
from,
right.
Trash ship in here.
Where? Wait, where from where? Brian was talking. Where are you from?
I'm from Louisville. It's in DFW, in Texas.
Oh, all right. Look at that. Louisville. I like that. Not Louisville, though. Louis.
Right. So Louisville in Texas, no. Then, by DFW said.
Yeah. Which is good. Hey, it's good to have you here, Brandon. We're going to play a game with you, and Brian Ibbett's going to explain the rules and tell you what you could win if you get it right. Brian, how's it work?
Yes, that is correct. Brandon in Louisville, we're going to be asking Brian Dunaway a trivia question here in just a moment. The answer to that trivia question is a number. Brandon's going to give his answer. He's going to give his best guess. He's going to put everything he's got into guessing this correctly, but he will fail miserably.
I'm going to get it right today.
Okay. All right.
And then we're going to turn to you, Brandon, and ask you if the correct answer is higher or lower than Brian Dunaway's guess. If you are correct today, you win a really cool DC poster that's got like all of the DC women heroines and women supervillains, but dressed in normal clothes. So it's like, you're looking at this as like, okay, I think that's Poison Ivy. That's clearly Harley Quinn. That's Wonder Woman. And it's just like
now,
this.
Now, is this society's normal clothes, or is this what Brian Ibbett considers?
Oh,
this is what I consider clothes. To be normal clothes. So it's like, dang. You know, it just looks like, when you look at it, it just looks like a Usual Suspects kind of lineup of women. But
oh, so Usual Suspects, so not yoga pants.
Yeah, no yoga pants.
I'm talking more like not the Walmart representation of women. But
hold on a
all
second.
All I'm saying is that everybody wears yoga pants.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you have a problem with those yoga pants that are so popular right now? They're comfortable.
I don't have a problem with yoga pants.
I have no problem with the yoga pants, but I do recognize a fad when I see it. And in 15, 20 years, you're all going to look back and go, what were we thinking?
Okay.
So you think it's going to be the Crocs of 2017?
I hope so, because I don't know if you guys seen, but the men's yoga pants are starting to come in style now. And usually that's the heralding of the end.
Oh, geez. See, now, I certainly won't be the type to say, oh, my God, she should not be wearing yoga pants. But I will go so far as to say, oh, my God, I should not be wearing yoga
pants.
You're
not.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nobody needs to see me walking around in yoga pants.
And isn't it like the yoga onesies are popular, too, like a full-blown, like, full-size yoga full-body suit, right? Isn't that a thing?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think you can get those now. That might herald in the end as well. Well, anyway, good luck to you, yoga pants.
End times.
Yeah.
Our topic today is that Steve Jobs monument to darkness and Darth Vader's humidifier, the next computer.
Okay, that sounds good. By the way,
which is really cool, because I'm in the middle of watching Halt and Catch Fire, and I think we're on the verge of next.
Dunaway, here's a great headline for you. New sexy men sheer see-through long yoga pants for home and spa.
That last part was a misprint, spa.
Yeah.
It should just be for spa. Home only.
Yeah, never leave home without it. Or never leave home at all, is what we're
bar
saying.
Bar hopping.
It's the sign that the four yoga pants of the apocalypse is coming.
Great.
I certainly don't want the word sheer in there. Holy crap.
No. Now, keep in mind, the next computer system was the genesis of the original Mac OS, which became OS X, and still persists to this day. So the underpinnings of what people use in a modern version of Mac OS, the next computer system was that.
I loved Next Computer. I mean, I thought it was so cool looking. And
yeah, it was rad at the time. And it was also like, oh, what's Steve Jobs doing? And at the time, he wasn't at Apple again, and, you know, like, who knew what was going to happen with that thing, but it was really expensive. You think that new, it is expensive. That new iMac Pro is really expensive.
iMac Pro, yeah.
If you decked that thing out with, like, everything, have you seen what it costs? It's insane.
Oh, it's like the price of a regular compact car, like a brand new 2018
Miata.
Yeah,
it's like $21,000. It's like $21,000 if you do all the specs. It's like $21,000. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But it's hell of a machine. Anyway, here's your question there, Brandon. When next computer system was released, it cost $6,500. How much would that cost today with inflation? So if you account current rate of inflation, how much would that $6,500 be today? Well, I guess I'm asking Brian Dunaway this question. Brian, what do you think it is?
Did you give me the year that it was originally released?
No, but I'll say it was probably 84, 85, because that's when Steve Jobs was out.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm not actually sure. Let's find out. Hold on. This may help you. Next computer release date. Okay, it was October 12th, 1988.
88. Wow. We were way off.
Oh, yeah. That's giving him a big hint. Like, he could figure out with math how what the inflation
with,
rate
with,
is.
With math. He can figure out with math.
With math. He'll use math. He'll use math, Andy.
Don't tell him he's going to use the math to guess this math problem.
Let's
stop.
Let's see how you do it. See how you do it. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do this math. I have no idea what the rate is.
I'm trying to think of a touchstone from 88 that I could compare. Like, I'm like thinking, what was my salary at that time compared to what it is now? And is that a true representation of inflation? How much was Dawn disc detergent in 1988 versus what it is today? So I'm doing math in my head, as well as Price is Right.
Well, here I'll help you. In 1988, I was making $5.50 an hour at I can't remember where I worked in 88.
I was making $3.15. No lie.
Yeah, but you're in the South. Minimum wage. You're in the South. You guys are working. Go ahead, bro.
I was working in at what was at the time U.S. West, which is now CenturyLink, the big phone company that I think is yours as well, Scott. Right? Mm-hmm. You're part of that.
Yep.
Part of that CenturyLink thing too. And there was a computer, a hardware store downstairs, and me and Adrian, this guy that I worked with, would always come back from lunch, and then we'd come and drool over the next computers that they had on display there.
That's cool. You shouldn't drool on things though in stores; they'll make you buy them.
You know, with the black, you couldn't even tell.
No,
it just slid right off. I think it had a stainless steel case.
Well, that was the slogan for that machine. Once you go black, you never go back.
That's right, exactly.
All right.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. So you said the price in '88 was $6,500. Is that right?
That is correct. $6,500. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to say that prices have quadrupled since then. I'm going to go with $14,000.
$14,000.
That's not right.
Well, that's quadrupled if you're trying to.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I didn't math that right. Wait. I mathed that all wrong.
Quadrupled would be 20.
Oh, no. That doubles. Yeah, that's closer to double.
24. Right. Sorry. 24. That's what I meant. Yeah, I didn't carry my one.
So $24,000, you're saying?
Yes, $24,000.
$24,000. Brian Ibbett, is $24,000 the right answer?
$24,000 is incorrect. Brandon in Louisville, is the correct answer higher or lower than $24,000?
I'm going to say lower.
Lower than $24,000. Bold.
I was worried it took so long he left.
Well, it's a bold.
Or fell asleep.
It's a bold choice from our friend in Louisville. Let's find out if that is correct. Is it lower?
Congratulations.
It's totally lower.
You're a winner.
And what's funny is your first answer was closer. 13,163 is the correct answer.
So it only doubled.
Yeah, doubled.
Only doubled. Just a little bit more than doubled, yeah.
Well, we've had a pretty inflation. It's worse. The worst inflation rates relative to the time frame have ever been were like the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And since then, they've been kind of steady. So I don't know what that means. I'm not an economist. I don't even play one on TV. well done, Brandon and Louisville. You've won the DC Poster and Gunpoint on Steam. By the way, Gunpoint is awesome. Fantastic game. Yeah, I love that game. And you'll enjoy
your Marvel heroines in yoga pants.
DC, but that's fine.
DC.
Oh, sorry, you're DC.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a way to send this because it is. It won't fit in a padded envelope, but it's already in a tube. So if I just cover the top and bottom, I should just be able to stick a thing on it, right?
Please isolate that whole thing you just said about the tube. And top and bottom.
Stick a thing in it.
Yeah, why not? No, I think you'd find you totally can do that. I've done that before. Yeah. Plus the code is something you can give them on your email. So all you gotta do is send Brian an email, coverville@gmail.com. And the only other thing, Brendan, you have to do is have a fantastic Christmas. And we'll see you later. Bye now. All right.
Very good.
Brian Dunaway, well done. You've helped somebody once again reach their Christmas dreams. It's a Christmas miracle, and you're responsible. Well done.
Christmas miracle.
What are you eating something? What was that? Are you eating something over
there? Miracle.
Okay.
Well, he's eating.
You said it was a Christmas miracle. That's the only way I can say miracle is miracle.
Merkel. Like that kid on TGI Fridays or whatever.
That's all we do around, on Christmas Eve. We sit around and point out things and go, oh, look at that. That's a miracle. Look at that. That's just beautiful.
What, who's
How can you not appreciate the miracle
of life? Brian, who are we talking about?
Angela Merkel, the
No, we were talking about somebody who talks like that, the NBA guy. Who I can't
think of his name. Shaq.
Yeah, no, no, not Shaq. The other guy.
I'm sorry, you're right. Not Shaq. It's
Terrible.
Barkley?
Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, yes. Sound like Charles Barkley when you say Merkel. Well done. Well done. Brian,
He's usually at the Christmas events, so you know.
I don't know baseball.
I don't know baseball. Hey, whatever.
Goodbye, Dunaway. Wind at your back. All right. What are we doing now? Oh, I know. It's the news brought to you by.
Brought to you by Coverville today at 1 p.m. at coverville.com/live. It's our annual tradition. Boy, this time of year, there's a lot of annual traditions. If it's not a cover-thon or a countdown or the Beatles thing, it is the Coverville Christmas episode. Yeah, a bunch of covers of Christmas tunes, including brand new stuff that I'm really excited to play by folks like Anne Berlin, The Yacht Rock Review, Lauren Deagle,
sure.
And Cheap Trick, who has a brand new Christmas album that just came out this year that is awesome.
Really? So Cheap Trick?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Cheap Trick. Coverville.com/live, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Check it out today.
Have you weighed in on that Sia Christmas album? Do you like it? It's all original stuff, so none of it's...
It's all originals. Yeah, I do like it, but I really like Sia. I'm a big fan of her voice.
Yeah, I am too. She's great.
And her arrangements are always cool and trippy. So, you know, it's not going to be, they're not going to become standards, but then, you know.
But that one, that could be, I could see that one. Santa Claus is coming for us or whatever it is. I think that.
It's coming for us.
Is that what it's called?
I think it might be actually.
Yeah, Santa's coming for us. That's the one.
Santa's coming for us.
You guys know the one. It's got the.
Beware.
Here. Let me just skip ahead here. All right, that lot of it is banned from YouTube. But here's the thing. That whole video is, what's her name? Shit.
Oh, I've been watching a video.
Yeah, it's the actress lady who's married to the guy from Parenthood and the slacker guy and the kind of brother who's always in trouble on, he's always a brother in trouble on Parenthood and then slacker guy on...
Oh, gotcha. So Dax Shepard
and
his wife is Kristen Bell.
That's it. It's them. And it's a bunch of other people like the Fonz shows up for some reason. Henry Winkler's in it. And it's good. You should watch this video. Yeah. Cool. The C is not in it at all. In usual fashion, C is not in her own damn video.
She's not in it. I'm surprised she actually put her face on her album cover, but she's doing the whole Bernadette Peters thing.
That's not even her, though. That's that girl again. That's her dancer girl.
You sure? I don't think that's...
Oh, yeah. Positive. Hold on. Cover.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. She looks. That looks too old to be Maddie... what was her name? Maddie...
No, that's her, dude.
Is it? Ziegler. Maddie Ziegler.
I think that's her. Hold on. Let me see if I can confirm this. Oh, yeah, that's that girl. That's totally her. Because she's older now.
Let's see. She would have to be.
Well, yeah. She's not
look like
she's not 11 anymore, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. But, I'm taking a look right now.
Who is on who is on the cover? I can't type today. Okay. Now it'll tell me. It says
photography, art direction, concept, songwriting. Yeah, maybe.
Here it is. Sia announces a Christmas album with Maddie Ziegler on cover.
Very good. Wow. Okay. So
yeah, and if you look at Sia, right, Sia's like in her 40s. This picture's way too young unless they Photoshop the hell out of it. That can't be.
Well, that's, I was thinking maybe like get the crow's feet out and stuff. Oh, yeah, totally. Now that I'm looking at a picture of
They've got some, they got some blood pact where she promises to never do anything unless that girl's in there.
I think so. And it's a good idea. Have her be the face of Sia. By the way, Sia just turned 42 two days ago. Happy birthday, Sia.
Yeah, her voice is something else, man.
Oh, it really is. Deep. Sia Kate Isabel Furler.
Is that her full name?
Full name.
You,
Sia Kate Isabel Furler.
You may not know this, but you're the one that introduced me to Sia music back before anyone knew who she was, because at the time she was doing mostly songs for other people. So a Rihanna song would be something she would make, and then you'd never even heard about her. But then she had that one weird kind of pink covered album.
Yes.
And you brought it on the show back in like 2011, and I got hooked, and then who knew she was going to blow up like that?
Because she had, Greg Kirsten, who's my favorite producer, music producer, produced her album, also produced Lily Allen's album, and Bird and the Bee. He's half of Bird and the Bee, and Sia does some backing vocals. That's where I first heard her, was on some backing vocals from Bird and the Bee albums. So I've loved Sia's music for forever.
Yeah. And I'm fine with her weird split-haired, can't-see-my-face thing. I think that's...
Totally, yeah. If that gets you through the night, it's all right.
Yeah, whatever it takes, I say. All right, well, let's see what we've got here in the way of news. Oh, a man. This is great.
Man.
A man dug a big hole in his garden, got in it, and now refuses to get out of it.
Wow.
Firefighters were called to the unnamed person's launched and bizarre stunt at his home in Catherine Way, Betheaston, which sounds like it says it's 2 miles east of Bath. This sounds like a British thing. It's very British, right?
Betheaston.
Yeah.
Betheaston.
There you go.
Yeah, totally does, yeah.
His neighbor, Dominic Denny, witnessed the strange incident last Tuesday and confirmed the man had dug a hole for himself. It started at 4 a.m. this morning. Again, a reminder, nothing good happens at 4 a.m. And there was a lot of shouting and screaming coming from the house opposite me. The young man's family was outside trying to get him back in the house.
We don't know. He doesn't say how old this person is. I'm curious now.
Yeah. How young of a man?
He lives with his family, and he's like, they call him a young man. If he's, it's funny because I think different things depending on this person's age. If he's like over 50, then, and you know, then there's some problems there, right? Like,
yeah, I'm not getting out of my hole. You can't make me.
But then if it's like, you know, under 12, then by golly, get him out of the hole. What's your problem?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I've had, I know people where their kids, if they're of age, like they're 13, 14 or something, they get really mad at their parents and go hide in a tree or something. But I guess, digging a hole and not coming out of it is pretty weird.
I guess he's got to be at least 21 because they call him in the headline, a man climbed into a really big hole.
Yeah, or at least 18, I guess.
At least 18, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Help didn't arrive until around 7 a.m. When it did come, it was impressive. Mr. Denny had, said 10 different emergency teams to help at the location, including a specialist team from Avon Fire and Rescue Service. They smelled great over there. He added they called the specialist in and they put together a kind of crane over a hole. What was it, a kind of crane or a crane?
It's a winch. It's funny because the article you linked to basically just took this other article from the Bath Chronicle, reworded it, and put it in. Like, didn't offer any new information. Mm. As a matter of fact, I was seeing if the original article from the Bath Chronicle offers any insight onto how old this person is. And
yeah, I'd like to know.
Still doesn't say.
No. They assembled something of a crane, or, as Brian put it, a winch. Burn the winch.
Winch him, daddy. He'd been digging a very deep hole in his garden for weeks.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't like a last second, like, go out, dig
didn't
it.
Didn't start digging at 4 a.m. He'd been planning this. This is a...
At the end of this article, it says they confirmed the whole estate was closed off while they dealt with the incident, but they don't say what that means. I want to know how you dealt with it. Did you just pull him out? Did you force him out? Did you have to have multiple people grab him, and did he fight? Like, I want to know more. I want video is what I want.
Yes. There's a sad lack of information in this, and I think primarily I'd like to know the age of the person doing this.
Yeah. It's no good.
Oh, well. Yeah.
All right. I got a Japanese story for you. Everyone, literally hold on to your butts. This is a rough one.
Okay.
A man died. Normally we don't like talking about people dying, but this one needs to happen.
Normally we don't. Today...
Today, death is on the menu. A man dies after coworkers shot compressed air up his butt. Now,
oh my God!
I know this is no good. On Sunday, December 17th, police in Japan, arrested two men under suspicion of manslaughter after they allegedly caused the death of a male coworker by shooting compressed air up his backside. According to the police, at around noon on nothing good happens at noon. On December 16th, at an industrial waste treatment plant in the town of Sugito something?
Saitama.
Okay. Why is that all... this other word below that. What happened there with the letters?
Oh, I don't know. Town of Sugito.
Sugito,
yeah.
But it has spaces. Anyway, two of the plant's employees, a 47-year-old resident of the city and a 36-year-old Peruvian national living in the Chiba city of Matsudo. See, I got that right.
Well done, sir.
Held down one of their coworkers, a 44-year-old male named Yoshikiyu Kojiki Kuki. Sorry. Yoshiyuki Kaguchi. There.
There you go. Yeah, Yoshiyuki Kuki.
You know, if I just took the time, if I just stopped and looked, everything would be fine. And then used an industrial strength air compressor. I used to have one of these, so I know what this thing's capable of. That's a good time for your cough. I know. Industrial strength air compressor.
Exactly. Like a shock. Oh my God.
Yeah. They then used it to shoot through the man's pants and into his, you guessed it, anus. Following the incident, his abdomen swelled, began to complain of pain. Really, you think? He died later at the hospital at 7:20 that evening. The two suspects have explained the three men were on a break from work at the time of the incident, although initially they were using the air compressor to blow dirt and grime off of their work clothes. Eventually, they began to use it to, quote-unquote, play around. Quit horsing around, my dad would say. Both suspects have admitted to the allegations, says they were horsing around and did not think it would turn into such a major incident. And there's a reenactment video, but I don't think I'm going to show it.
No way, really? Like one of those...
Yeah, animated Korean ones. Let's see, am I going to...
Oh, it totally is!
バルフザケで肛門に空気を注入された男性、内臓圧迫で死亡。 埼玉県杉戸町の産業廃棄物処理場で同僚だった44歳男性の肛門傷害致死の疑いで逮捕されました。
12月16日、男は男性と作業員の肛門プレッサーで落としていたことを、男性が苦しいと訴えた。
Oh!
I feel bad. The guy's died, and I'm not laughing at death, all right? I'm laughing because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Why would you do this in the first place? Oh, and that video is horrific. It
really is.
All right, well.
It's like we're watching that.
No, I know they didn't show anything. That's my point, is that you don't need to. Your imagination's worse.
The sound and just the... The him taking the hose and going, like he's spiking the ball at the end of a touchdown.
Yeah. It's like one of those scenes where, like, some anime guy's going, yeah, that's like slow motion, and then bam. Anyway,
but at least it's good to hear that the people who just use the regular blowing off your keyboard air compressor, the little canned air compressor, you guys are probably still safe.
Oh, yeah, you can horse around with that.
You can horse around with that.
But not in your eyes. Don't do it in your face.
Maybe, yeah, I'd still say not in your butt. But
actually, don't horse around with anything. Just
don't horse around with anything.
Play safe.
Jeez.
I know. Wow. I know. It's a pretty boring life, right? To say that. Don't horse around with anything.
You just negated the whole, like, be nice to vapors thing at the beginning. Now it's like, don't play.
I'm sorry. I have an update. Beep, 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 beep on the vapor thing. Carter, who now apparently listens to my show while she's working, says... Jax does not cape. And I said, what? Oh, no. Jax does not cape. Then she corrected it. Vape. I said, I thought he did. She says, nope. Everyone just thinks he does, but he doesn't. I said, does the other kid, the one-legged kid? She says, nope. Well, who am I thinking of, Carter? She's going to have to tell me because I was told that these kids vape. All right. Well, anyway. And there is a one-legged kid.
It's like, oh, he looks like he'd vape.
People in the chat are thinking, wait, did he just say one-legged kid? Yes. Nick's got a friend who, at a very young age, probably six or seven or something, lost a leg in a car accident.
Mm.
And he's a super cool kid, and he has no leg now, but he's got this prosthetic, and you'd never know unless you said something, because he looks like he walks pretty normal on it. Mm-hmm. But he's super jokey about it. He's always like, I'd give my leg for something, and everyone laughs.
I'd give my right leg if people would... not accusing me of being a vapor.
Yeah, yeah. Canned air. Listen, chat room, you're right. Nobody can forget it. Canned air, don't horse around with. If you got a pillow and you're in a nice little room with carpet in it, horse around all you want. Horse around.
Sure. A padded room or a ball pit. Those are the two places you can horse around.
Ugh, ball pits. It's the worst. It's a freaking disease pit is what it is.
Oh, I know, yeah.
All right, here's a story about a psychic.
All right, question for you. You drop your phone
yep.
into a ball pit, and you go and you retrieve it from the bottom.
Yeah.
what do you do to that phone before you put it up to your face again?
Oh, I get some of those wipe things and I clean that bastard off.
Industrial strength
yeah.
hand sanitizer.
For the and I put it on speakerphone and do this like people do.
All right, the Pop-Tart proctologist method of talking on your phone.
I hate that when I see that, but I would do that in that case if I had to.
Okay.
To save Christmas. Nope, here's the thing. Psychic hit by a car inside a restaurant said he did not see it coming. man was able to walk away, though, after a car slammed through a restaurant and pinned him against the wall. Surveillance video from inside the restaurant in Canada shows the moment a car came barreling through the window and directly hit Blair Robinson. Robinson is a psychic, but he said he just did not see it coming.
That's not how the force works.
Yeah, he says, a lot of times we can't even read our own lives, and that's just how it works, he says. Uh-huh. Now, that's easy to say, isn't it? When you got to keep up the...
Oh, no, it doesn't work on me.
No. And was there not another psychic around that could go, but it works for everyone else, so I can say, oh, that other psychic's going to get hit. What a bunch of shit.
That's why psychics always travel in pairs.
Here, I'm so annoyed by this morning's Twitter row. I'm going to throw out a challenge.
Okay.
If any of you listening right now believe in psychic power, come at me, bro. Like, let's have a fight.
I'm so angered by today's fight on Twitter that I'm going to request another one.
I would like to have another fight. Exactly. And if I could, let's have this one be a real fisticuffs, man, because I'm in the mood. Anyway, he says it doesn't work that way. Somehow they all walked away with minor injuries. It is very unclear at this time why the driver slammed into the restaurant. Hey, maybe ask the psychic to find out why the guy slammed into the restaurant. Or can he not read that either? Because of some weird reason like, oh, well, since he pinned me, I can't read his thoughts.
I can't if they're in a car. The metal prevents me from being able to read their minds.
Makes me want to get up on my desk and fart on my microphone. I hate it so bad. People who claim psychic power, knock it off. Save it for comic books. Doesn't exist in real life. All right. Next up. And don't tell me I'm being insensitive to psychics. They're all feeding you snake oil.
Psychic shaming, Scott.
Yeah, if someone claims that, I'm seriously going to lose it. All right. Let's do this. To save Christmas, a boy called... Oh, this is a cute story.
Oh, yeah.
To save Christmas, a boy called 911 on the Grinch and then helps the cop nab him. Now, I'll explain. This is a 5-year-old boy from Mississippi. He's in Jackson, Mississippi, a place that's kind of near where my wife grew up. Not really, actually. It's like many hours away, but it's in the same state. Anyway, Tylon Pittman, a 5-year-old Mississippi boy. Mississippi boy! What's his power?
Able to spell Mississippi by singing it like a song with the S's and the P's and all that stuff, you silly person. Excelsior!
Nailed it. It says this. He knew he was too little to take on the Grinch all by himself, so having identified a threat, he took action. He called 911 to report that he did not want the Grinch to come steal his Christmas. Tylon recapped the call he made Saturday night, unbeknownst to his family. 911 said, 911, and guess what happened?
I like that. 911 said, 911.
Yep.
Whatever.
Says what happened was that Bram, Mississippi police officer Lauren DeVille, heard about it and wanted Tylon to know that this holiday was safe. Our dispatcher posted a status on Facebook that she received a call from a little boy and told her he thought the Grinch was going to be coming to steal his Christmas. I asked him to send me his address. When the family heard someone at the door late Saturday night and then saw a flashlight outside, they didn't know what to think. Could it be the Grinch? Did a nice police officer show up?
I saw a video of the kid talking to the police and stuff. Like they brought him there and they actually had one of the guys dressed up as the Grinch.
This is the video and it's auto-playing. Okay, we're good.
So they had the Grinch talk to the little boy for a little while, and then I guess the police threw him down to the ground and beat him unconscious with some rubber hoses and nightsticks.
Perfect. This is all good for the kid to see. It's all important stuff. Exactly. It says this when
the kid said, "Lock him up! Lock him up!"
And then he got indicted himself. It worked out great. when they finally answered at the door, there was DeVille, who grew up loving How the Grinch Stole Christmas movie. I don't know how that's possible. That movie sucks. Mm-hmm. Okay, come at me if you think the Grinch movie's any good.
Come at me, bro. Unfriend me if you like the...
the Grinch movie. That freaking Jim Carrey Grinch movie sucks. It's bad.
You notice that whole Jim and Andy documentary, he talked a lot about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and even talked about Liar Liar and...
Truman Show.
Truman Show a lot. Not one single mention of the Grinch.
Yep. Not one, because nobody likes that movie. And right. Come at me. No, the cartoon's great, chat. Don't get me wrong. I love that. The Grinch Show, like the animated Chuck Jones one, amazing. It's one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, well, of course, yeah, with Earl Ravenscroft.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Absolutely.
But that new thing, the movie, not newish thing, it's the worst thing Ron Howard ever made. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it right now. Anyway, let's see. Anyway, that was nice of them. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, police.
Very cool.
It's a good thing to do. All this like negative police stuff in 2017. It's nice to see some nice stories about it.
For sure. All
right, we're gonna take und break. When we come back, it will be Tom's tech time. Ace Detect, all up in the house. He'll be talking about who knows what today because technology is a harsh mistress. And then recommendals with Nicole. That'll be fantastic. Can't wait to talk about what I actually enjoyed and took forever to see. That'll be here in a little bit. But before that, Muzak.
Yes, so JP wrote in and said, hey guys, hope your holiday festivities are going off without a hitch. Recently, Scott talked about dressing up as Santa Claus for the big family to-do. You know, not the typical rotund Santa that we all picture. I was listening to our Christmas music collection. The attached song immediately brought Scott's story to mind. Thought you guys would get a kick out of it. The artist that we're playing is also known for a little ditty called Skinny Little Boy. Skinny Little Boy from Cleveland, Ohio. Come to chase your women and drink your beer. So we talked about it and I asked him if he would reach out to the artist to see if we could have permission to play this on the show. He did, not just a little bit, said, oh yes, please play it. So we're playing it. This is Alex Bevan from the Christmas collection called Tis the Season, a Heartland Holiday Sampler from 2009. Here's the song Santa's Skinny.
Straight ahead, dressed in red and flying into town, leaving toys all around. It's Christmas time. There's less of him this year, and the reindeer's glad to hear he lost about a ton, but he's still having fun. Flying through the sky with more room for presents for these good residents of this old rust belt. There's more room for toys for all the girls and boys. It's the best he's felt. Heck, he's almost svelte. Let's ho, ho, ho. Look at him. Wow. Santa Claus is skinny now. His eyes still twinkle and his smile is still cute, but the Hilfiger suit looks chic and dapper. He's slim and strong and the pot belly's gone. No more bowls full of cherries for this Christmas wrapper. He does kickbox aerobics. He's strong and slim. Jenny Craig has made a pile on him. See how he carries his sack? Look at them thighs. Sure, he's been doing power crunches with the abdominizer. It's ho, ho, ho. Look at him now, 'cause Santa Claus is skinny. Wow! He's got a new look, it's hipper and newer. He's tracking all the kids on a laptop computer. He got a spreadsheet of graphs for naughty and nice. Gone are the days of checking it twice. He got his own webpage, Santa.com. 9 times a day you find him logged on in the North Pole chat. He's compiling his list of kids that want that and kids that want this. And it's ho, ho, ho. Look at him. Wow, Santa Claus is skinny now. Dude, check it out. You are looking so good. It's been a year of salads, pasta and such, the occasional scotch or rich Merlot. Now he's a jogger and a hasher out with Donner and Dasher, running 5K races, getting ready for the snow. Things have changed on the North Pole scene. Everybody's working out and getting on the beam. Santa's shoulders are broader and his thighs are getting bigger. Now he walks and talks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ho, 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 forget the cookies and the cow, 'cause Santa Claus is skinny now. I will be back on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus says that the change is lovely. He's hard and buff and oh, so cuddly. When he wants a treat, he doesn't have to sneak it, because Mrs. Claus has been to Victoria's Secret. She's even made a switch on the side of fashion, flashing him a little when he wants some action. We got a brand new holiday, Mama and Papa. After Christmas time, they're going to the Bahamas, so it's ho, ho, ho. Look at them. Ow! Santa Claus is skinny now. So now you know about Santa, let me tell you about myself. I'm gonna go up north and party with the elves. They got the brownies and cookies, or so they tell the tale. They even got a keg of Great Lakes Christmas ale. I might do a little holiday baking. There's a recipe for fruitcake that I'll be making. I got one thing to say though, it's me oh my oh. Happy holidays to everybody in Ohio. Pass me a ho ho and a lot of chow. Let Santa Claus be skinny now. This is a good job.
Hey guys, a quick moment to talk to you about our good friends over at bnhphoto.com. Have you ever been to B&H Photo? If you live in New York, chances are you've straight up been there, because they're famous there. But if you haven't done that, you should at least be to bhphoto.com. This episode's sponsored by them, and they're great. Let me tell you a little bit about them. You need video equipment, audio equipment, so much more? You can get it all there. This microphone I'm talking to you right now on, and the mount that it's connected to, and the spider mount that's around the mic, and the mixer it's connected to, all of it. I got from B&H Photo. So much stuff over the years. It's a great time for you to do that as well. You have so little time until Christmas. Now's the time to get free expedited shipping on most items. And no tax in 48 states here in the U.S. That's a big deal. You really got no reason to shop anywhere else. So if you're buying gifts, do it. They also offer returns. If you get one that you didn't end up liking, or the person you gave it to didn't, until February 1st, 2018, you can return or exchange items that you buy during this holiday season. Hurry up and get out there and do it. And here's a helpful way to do it. Go to bhphoto.com/frogpants. bhphoto.com/frogpants. Check out some of our recommendations and see if something there is right for you. Some really great deals. And on the regular site, there's some incredible gift guides, and gear recommendations. So go check it out. That's bhphoto.com/frogpants for all your holiday purchases and beyond.
Any sound, such as music or a voice, pushes this metal ribbon back and forth, causing a corresponding back and forth movement in an electrical current. When I say one, the ribbon moves back and forth. Watch again. One.
The geek works.
The geek?
What is that?
The Morning Stream. The show that lives among the beasts and eats grass.
All right. We're back, everybody. Welcome back. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and it is good to be back.
Enjoyed that. That was fine.
Yeah.
That was a fun little ditty there. Kind of a grandma got run over by a reindeer kind of piece of business.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, I'm okay with that once in a while. Not really a big problem. Hey, it's time for us to find Tom Merritt in his natural habitat, and I have to play this before we do it.
These are their stories.
Nope, that's Justin. Hold on a second. Why did that play?
With the computer, the concept and direction must come from the man.
I am terrible with clips. Hey, everybody, it's Tom Merritt's time to come on and talk about tech. Tom, what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Could you hear me? Can you see me? We didn't test this, did we?
No, but I can hear you and hear you. You look great. Oh. In fact,
all right, everything's working.
Yeah, yay. Tom. It's
I had
almost
to go change some settings.
It's almost as if Tom understands technology at a core level, and you know knows what to do.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, they sound every great. Actually, sound great and look great.
I love that song.
Do you? Oh, good.
I saw you dancing around. I'm always dancing around while I'm waiting for you to call.
Oh, that's good. Well, I knew I could feel it because I'm a psychic and I believe in psychic power. Hey, so Tom Merritt, everybody. It's Daily Tech News Show's own Tom Merritt comes on the show on Wednesdays. We didn't have a show last week, so I missed this. What is on the hearts and minds of technologists everywhere today?
Well, I'm excited that we're going to be talking about the state of wearables, because I know you're a big fan of wearables. You pay a lot of attention to that, so that's going to be coming up on DTNS later today. Mm-hmm. But another thing we'll be talking about in the top stories that I thought we could kick around here on TMS is Magic Leap has announced their product finally.
Oh, right.
Except it's not shipping, nor is there a price, nor is there a video. So I kind of feel like nothing has changed regarding Magic Leap.
Well, all we know is we have a photo of what is supposedly the prototype, right? That's it.
Yes. Well, they're calling it the Magic Leap 1 Creators Edition. Mm-hmm. So the promise here, and if Magic Leap hadn't done this before and strung us along for 3 years, I'd be more willing to be like, oh, okay, this is a normal product announcement. They're saying in 2018, sometime, they didn't say when, they will be shipping the Magic Leap 1 and an SDK for people to try out and create programs for. And if you don't know what Magic Leap is, for years, it's been hyped as the best mixed reality headset. It's the great augmented reality headset. Along the lines of a HoloLens, where you wear it, you see the real world through it, but then it projects things into the real world. And all these people who've had private demos swear it's amazing, but it's been the biggest piece of vapor hardware because we've never actually seen it in the public, right, outside, except for a couple of vague demos and this and that. So they gave it to Rolling Stone and said, nope, we're really, really, this time we mean it, gonna ship it. In 2018.
Do you think, I'm looking at the photo of the dude wearing it, who's now famous for the model who's wearing it.
Yeah, right.
Is he really, is that a piece? I mean, do you think, I mean, since they haven't given us anything, I don't know if this is true or not, but is it, that looks like it could just be a nice molded fakery thing. I mean, I don't know if it's real.
3D printed, right, exactly.
It's nice. It looks cool.
As skeptical as I am with Magic Leap, I'm going to say they have a real 3D object that they put on that fella's head.
Okay.
Only because I trust Rolling Stone enough not to go along with a complete forgery. And Rolling Stone says they tried it out, they wore it, it worked well. The field of view, they didn't give a field of view in dimensions, but they said the field of view is about like holding up a VHS tape halfway extended with your arms.
Okay.
Okay. So a little bit bigger than the HoloLens, but not much.
All right. I think it looks better than the HoloLens if this is indeed the design they go with. Like,
oh, the style of the goggles definitely better. But then HoloLens hasn't been worrying about its style. They've been putting their developers' kits out there merely to get people to write software for them. So when they come with a public edition, I'm sure theirs will look better too.
So has just speaking of the Microsoft thing, and I'm sure we'll probably get into this more later on the show, but has there been... I mean, I just never hear about any like, oh, this new software for the HoloLens came out this week. Finally, we've seen what this is capable of. Instead, I've just heard, well, that thing was $3,000 and a lot of people picked them up because they're developers. And then I haven't heard anything.
So yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, this happens a lot where it's chugging along in the background. People are working on it, creating new stuff. Microsoft hasn't really gone out of its way to grab headlines, which is why you haven't heard about it. They're not doing a press push. But that doesn't mean that people aren't creating stuff and still working on it. Microsoft certainly hasn't abandoned it or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a drag, if they're not getting what they expected or what. I don't really know what the state of HoloLens is, other than hasn't gone away just because you haven't heard about it. Still kicking. Magic Leap is great at getting people to write lots of stuff about it. Mm-hmm. I tried a HoloLens on. It's a real thing. I mm-hmm. put it on my face mm-hmm. so I can swear.
There. I saw it. I saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I have witnesses. Brian Ibbett could be my witness.
Sure.
But magically, I mean, I know people who said they've tried it, and those are trustworthy people, so I assume it's a real thing. But they have not gone public with it. So what confused me about that, or not confused me, what entertained me about this was this morning, all the headlines were Magic Leap finally shipping. And I was like, great. Oh, wow. Where can I order? What's it going to be like? And it's like, they say they'll ship it next year sometime. Mm. No price or release date, though.
Right. Yeah.
Finally shipping soon.
Yeah. Finally shipping soon.
Finally shipping soon.
I mean,
you can't even pre-order it, though.
So, I have been genuinely excited about this product since I first heard about it. I've been excited with the people who have talked about it and say they can't say much except they were blown away by it. Like, all of those things are great. totally stoked. It is weird that they sort of just slowly are piecemealing this stuff out. The only thing I would say is maybe this is a good sign, because I don't know about you guys, but after the initial wake of like, dude, VR is crazy, how cool is this? I really don't do it anymore. I'm just not into it. And why? Because it's not convenient. Like, if I'm given the choice of doing a thing, I'm going to do, let's say a game even, and I love video games, I'm going to go, well, what's easier for me? Firing Hearthstone up or walking over there, make sure all my stuff synced up. Oh, no, the room changed, the camera budge. Like, it's just not there. So maybe their time-taking is good. They can refine this down to a place where it's less and less obtrusive, more and more plug-and-play. Like, that's what I'm hoping from this time.
And they're talking about all the right things. You know, the ability to get prescription lenses put in it at some point so that you could just, you know, put them on and not have to try to put them over your glasses or anything and just walk around with them. And the thing is entirely wireless, as far as we can tell. Again, haven't seen a real thing, but in the pictures, it doesn't have any wires. And it has a clip on your belt that contains what they claim is an Alienware level computer.
Yeah.
So it's doing, you know, high level video processing. There's also a chip, a little bit of computing going on in the goggles apparently, which does some machine learning about your environment, so it can do persistence and all of that. My guess is there might be a wire going from the belt clip thing to the goggles, but at least you're not plugged into the wall.
You're not tethered to the, right.
Yeah. Hopefully.
There is one photo I see on The Verge where he's standing, holding the controller and has that thing in his front pocket clipped there. And there does appear to be a cable that goes up and back around his back and then up to his head, which of course this thing's going to have to be that. Now you could tuck that under your shirt. You're still going to look weird. Like, even if this happens, is exactly the way we're seeing it now. It's a little weird, but I'm ready, man. I want this whole thing. I'm 100% in the bag of, like, augmented and mixed is the future. So give me something small and cool, and maybe finally in 2018 we get to see what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I try to walk the line between... I don't want to dismiss Magic Leap and say they aren't real, that they're lying. We don't know that either. But people get so overexcited about it. I kind of lean towards, well, let's just wait until they show it to us for sure.
Do you think part of it is because they've literally got billions and the investment has been off the charts, and so they must have something? Because why would these investors who are very picky about where they put their money are just clogging them with money?
I mean, it happens. People do put their money into things that end up not panning out. But that is the rarer case. Usually at least something comes out, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's the Segway and it just sort of becomes a mall cop thing, something comes out.
Yeah, it really did become a mall cop thing.
Kind of did, yeah.
It will revolutionize cities or perhaps just mall security.
Yeah.
But something.
Something.
Have you, I assume, Tom, you've tried out a Segway. Scott, have you gotten to ride one at all?
I did once at a... I can't remember where we were downtown, like at a fair. Somebody had one there and said, hey, you can drive it and
there's
whatever.
There's a tour, a downtown tour that uses those that I think I'd like to just try, just go on the tour just to see what it's like. But it's up and down the 16th Street Mall downtown. So it
I'll
is
tell
a mall,
you how
a
long
thing
ago.
For non-cops.
I'll tell you how long ago it was I rode a Segway.
Okay.
It was 2003.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Because we used them in the Tech TV holiday gift special that I produced and wrote.
Wow. Was this before the famous video of George W. Bush riding a Segway for 5 seconds and falling forward?
I don't remember. All I remember is they were Steve Wozniak's Segways that he loaned to us. Yeah.
It was the ones he uses for polo.
Yeah.
Because he was a big proponent, man. That guy was out
totally
there
was, yeah.
evangelizing that thing. But I think one day at the pearly gates of heaven, Kevin James is going to have to answer for his crimes.
I think he's going to say Kevin James will roll up on a Segway and tell you.
Well, he might. And boy, can you imagine the look they're going to give him there? I mean, they're going to be not happy. Well done, guys. Well done. All right. Well, today we'll be talking about that. And of course, the state of wearables, which I think this actually feeds right into, is the world of wearables never meant for your wrist? Was it always meant for your head and your eyes? I don't know. Lots to discuss. So that'll happen on Daily Tech News Show today at 2:30 Mountain Time. Very excited about being there. Tom, anything else you'd like to say or mention?
Just, if you need a last second Christmas gift for someone on your list who likes science fiction, Bavaria by Tom Merritt is out on ebook. Really great way to send somebody a last minute gift. Or you could even surprise them with most of the audiobook. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'll have all of it up by Christmas Day. It's being made on patreon.com/acedetect. That's my writing Patreon.
Very nice. Go check that out. And as always, don't forget, Tom does this show called Let's Talk About Star Wars. I recommend checking that show out just to kind of drown out the nightmarish scenarios that are going on currently with the fandom of Star Wars. And
unless that show happens to be airing at the same time as a TMSPM special about Star Wars.
Yeah, we screwed that up pretty good. I don't know how
that's
that
why things are made on demand.
That's right.
Just to clear up any confusion about that, we didn't even know we were going to stream Let's Talk About Star Wars until 2 minutes before we started recording. We're like, let's just stream this.
Oh, okay, that's great. Well, it gave Justin a chance to accuse me of counter programming. So it was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Also, Pretend I'm Dumb About Star Wars is on my YouTube channel. Almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's where I approach the films as if I know nothing about the Star Wars universe at all, except what I've seen in the films so far. Mm-hmm. And the conceit this year is like, man, it's been 2 years since I saw the last episode. I barely remember what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure that the YouTube, that particular community and comment system, no problems. You'll be swinging free, free of any kind of trolling or any kind of anti anything. I'm sure
it'll actually be okay. Yeah, right. it's been all right.
All right.
It all depends on where you look, man. If you look at the trolls, you see a lot more trolls than if you don't.
It's like when you buy a troll and now suddenly everyone's driving your troll on this freeway.
Yeah. That'll if you watch the movie Trolls, full of trolls.
I don't see I don't see color and I don't see trolls.
Oh, you don't? All right. I see colored trolls.
Enough, I see trolls of color.
They're usually green and kind of sometimes green. A dirty gray.
Yeah, yeah. Pink. Yeah.
Goofy, straight up hair, rainbow colored hair.
There you go. Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on
Thanks,
Twitter.
Thanks, y'all.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right, Brian.
Yes.
All right. Now, I don't remember how we do Nicole. I'm just going to check because didn't we do it last time? I don't remember now. Did we do it on here or did we have to do Skype? I don't remember.
I think we tried to do it on here, but I can't remember if it worked. I thought I remember seeing Nicole 2 weeks ago because we didn't do it last week because I was out.
Oh, yeah. You were at the surgery thing. How's she doing all week later?
She's doing great. She's almost completely back to normal, walking around, and she's driving. She's working. She's doing all of her stuff. So
they always told when Kim had her similar surgery, they just said don't jump. Their main thing was don't jump on trampolines is what they said.
Oh God. Yeah, I could see why. Ugh.
You could see that being a problem, right?
Jeez, yeah. She can't get into hot tubs or swimming pools or anything like that for a while. Well, no hot tubs anyway because of the lymph node.
Yeah, I forgot about the hot tub thing.
Yeah. But she says that's fine.
Yeah. This was a big deal because we had a hot tub and Kim was a little sad that she couldn't use it for a long time. Mm-hmm. We no longer have a hot tub though. So what are you gonna do?
Right, no, hot tub stayed at the old place.
It did. Well, yeah. She's offline on Twitter. Oh no, she's not. Not Twitter. I mean, oh no, she is. She appears to be offline everywhere.
Oh no.
So I don't know if that means anything.
She asked me if we were doing recommendals today, and I said yes.
Yeah. Here. Okay. Good. Okay. Hey, we're doing this now. Sans Nicole. Brian and Scott. My sweet Brian and Nicole and Scott. There.
Well, so smooth. I got it right. Couldn't even tell.
No. I mean, who knew? Nobody knew. Recommendals. We recommend stuff that we watch on streaming services and elsewhere, and we like to do it. It's a lot of fun. Normally, Nicole's here to make a third recommendation, but she's not today. So instead, it'll be Brian and I. Brian, I have a clip from you. What is the setup?
Well, before I even tell about the clip of what I watched this week, I'm also going to tell you that I have been watching Godless, based on your recommendation, and loving it. I'm about 3 episodes in, and holy cow, Merritt Weaver is fantastic. Yeah. Dude from Halt and Catch Fire is really good.
Yeah. That show is great, dude.
Haven't seen much from Kim Coates, but I know it's coming. Just by looking at him, I know that there's going to be plenty of Kim Coates coming up.
Yeah, as soon as you see him, you'll go, you ever seen Paper? And it's all good from there.
I saw him already show up as the bodyguard dude.
Yeah, and here's a real shock to everybody. He's a dick in this.
What? Really?
Yeah. Big shock, I know. Kim Coates plays a jerk. Real weird. It's great,
Jeff
though.
Jeff Daniels. I hate to admit how long it took for me to realize that was Jeff Daniels, but
he is so good, dude.
He is really good. It's like, I think he's in the church in that first episode delivering, you know, talking to the parishioners, and like, oh my God, that's Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, in his car, on his horse, rides into the church and singing, "Near my God to thee," and he's singing, and then he gets up there and he goes, "Sir, have you adulterated with your something something?" I mean, he gives the worst best sermon of all time. It's so good.
And I'm not, you know me, I'm not a big fan of Westerns. I'm not anti-Westerns. I don't seek them out though.
Right.
I did enjoy Deadwood and I think that's about it. And 310 to Yuma, obviously. Yeah. Loving this.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's super, super good. Everyone, if you now you've heard Brian weigh in.
Yeah.
Could y'all just stop pretending like it's not rad and go watch it and binge it and forget about the rest of the world for a minute? Because it's so exactly. good. Love it.
Anyway.
All right.
But that's not my recommendal, because you already used that as a recommendal. Mine is a movie that came out in 2016. I think you'll recognize what it is based on this clip, and it's such a great clip.
All right. Clip it is. I'll play it now. Here you go.
If it is proven that your wife is a spy, routine procedures in cases of intimate betrayal will apply. You will execute her with your own hand, and if we discover that you are an accomplice in any way, you will be hanged for high treason, Wing Commander Vatan. Do you understand? He needs to confirm that he understands routine procedures.
He understands the procedure, damn it.
Good.
Just Dunkirk.
It is not Dunkirk.
Is it? Okay, let me try.
That would be about the equivalent of all the talking in Dunkirk.
That's what I've heard. All right, so I still haven't seen Dunkirk, but I know it's out now. I need to see it.
You should see Dunkirk.
All right, hold on. British. That sounded like Vargas, the actor.
It is, no, it's not Vargas. It's Simon McBurney, who is another actor a lot like.
Like that guy? David Thewlis? Yeah.
Thewlis, yeah. If you saw a picture of him, you totally recognize him. The dude looks just like Johnny Rotten did about 30 years ago.
Oh, I know who it is then. I know who that guy is. Okay, so if it's not that, and is this a recent movie?
This is a recent movie. This came out last year.
Okay, final guess.
What's funny is you don't hear either of the two main characters in this. Who you're hearing was Simon McBurney and then Jared Harris.
And this was did people like this movie last year?
They did. Okay. Yes.
I'm going to say it was called The King's Pokemon. I have no idea.
That's exactly what it is. Right. But in the US, it was Allied. This is Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard as basically he's a Canadian officer in the army. She is a French resistance fighter. And they fall in love during a mission where they have to pretend to be man and wife, and then the relationship goes on from there. But as you heard in that clip, and as you hear in the trailer for the movie, there's question as to whether she's a spy or not, whether the whole relationship with Brad Pitt is just one big long con that she's pulling.
Okay.
And so you don't know. You don't know.
Is this that War Machine that was on Netflix?
No, it's called Allied.
Oh, you said the name. I didn't know the word Allied was the name. Got it. All right.
Yes, the movie is Allied.
Okay.
There was talk about this being nominated for Golden Globes last year, or earlier this year. There was talk about it being nominated for an Academy Award. Marion Cotillard is fantastic and deserved to get nominated for Best Actress, because she's just excellent.
I like her.
It's really, really good. It's got Lizzie Kaplan, who you like.
Oh, I love her.
It's directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, I like him.
And Brad Pitt, Marion Cotillard, Jared Harris, Lizzie Kaplan, Simon McBurney. It's a really, really good cast. And it's free streaming on Amazon Prime and worth checking out. I really, really liked it.
I did not know Zemeckis had a movie last year. I usually make sure to see all Zemeckis movies.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a few other things in the works here. Look at him busy, being all busy.
Does he really?
Mabel, Tiger Trainer, The Woman of Marwin, and Medal of Honor. Oh, those are producer. Let's see. Director. He's actually, those are his as well.
What's Doc Brown Saves the World?
Did you not see that back in 2015? It was like a short, and everyone thought it meant that a new movie might be coming. They thought it was a tease, but it really, it was just like a Like a little reunion short thing?
No, I must have missed it. Unless it was like, did they show it on? Oh, no, I totally didn't.
It was on
totally
digital.
Didn't see this. I thought like it might have been something that they showed like during the reunion on the Jimmy Kimmel show, because they had Christopher Lloyd and Marty and the DeLorean on something like that. But no, I haven't.
But that's funny you say that, because that's what I remember too, that it was tied into that, but maybe I remember it wrong. I don't know. But they made a big deal out of it. It was probably because, I know what it was. 2015 was the year that he went to the future, right?
Right. Oh, right.
Back to the Future 2 was set in 2015, so I think they were just hyping it around that, and probably. Maybe there was a new Blu-ray or something, but
I'm guessing somebody's already uploaded it to, everybody's saying, wasn't that a late show thing? I thought it was, but maybe not.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. I think that's where I saw it. And legally, so. All right, well, I'm going to play you a clip. Let's see, Brian, if you can guess what this is. It's not going to be hard, I'll say that.
Okay.
But I'll still see how you do. Here you go.
Damn it!
What do you want?
What do you want?
What are you doing?
When it came to holiday spirit,
look who's here, it's Santa.
I'm on my lunch break, okay?
Willie's never had it.
It's not real.
Well, it was real. I got sick and all the hair fell out.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman that wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it was her sister.
Oh, no.
All right. So
that movie's total BS, but it's bad Santa.
Yeah, you're right. So I had never saw it. It just was a thing that I didn't mean to not see. It just didn't. I like Billy.
Billy Bob.
I like Billy Bob a lot. I like that little black dude in there that plays the elf. I like him.
The little person, yes.
Yeah. I like I like everyone who's in this. And I like the tone of these kinds of movies. I like the sort of fly in the face of the traditional Christmas fair kind of idea. I think that's great. So you'd think it'd be something I saw. It just never got around to it. My kids were all little in 2003. It's not the kind of thing I can have on in the house, you know. It's a pretty sweary, pretty subversive kind of movie. Man, does it have some heart too? Like weird heart in it. Like very strange for a movie like that to have so much heart in it. And loved Bad Santa.
Watch the sequel too.
I haven't seen that. It's also streaming, so I should probably do it. I've heard that it's not as good, so whatever. I'll still see it. But I thought it was delightful. I thought it was great. And it was a nice reminder that I like Billy Bob. And it's kind of a weird connection today because you saw a movie with Brad Pitt, who is, still sort of married to Angelina Jolie, who used to be married to Billy Bob Thornton.
I was trying to figure out what our 6 degrees, but it's a very obvious 6 degrees of separation.
They shared a wife for a while
there. Angelina Jolie being the common denominator.
Yeah, I liked it. I was laughing my head off. I thought it was genuinely funny and kind of shocking and kind of terrible, but then heartwarming, and I don't know, that is a weird movie. Oh, and what's her name's in it, and that was a new way to see her.
Christina Hendricks.
No,
she's in the sequel.
What's her name from
Kathy
the
Bates?
No, she's in the sequel also.
Yeah,
he's her girlfriend in it. He meets her at a bar. She does that show with Rory on the CW that everyone loves. The Gilmore Girls. What's her name? She was on.
Oh, yes. Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham's in it.
I like her a lot.
Never heard her with such a potty mouth in my life. My gosh.
Oh,
dude.
Wait till you get caught up to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, I think it's really, for what it's supposed to be, I think they nail it kind of note perfect. Mm-hmm. I would not recommend this to anybody who's having some sensitive sensibilities about people and language, because it is a sweary, nasty moment kind of movie. But and you know else is great is and this drove me crazy. You know how I am about dead people, like only one person plus a 30-year-old have lived since whatever, you know that whole
right,
thing?
Right, exactly. Well, you look at a movie and say, wow, everybody in this movie is dead, because this movie was made back in 1967.
It freaks me out. And so I'm watching this and there is a whole scene in an office with just two people, Jack Tripper and who I miss. I think he was just great.
Oh, totally. Well, you probably haven't seen all the Problem Child movies. You won't miss Jack Tripper. You won't miss John Ritter as much if you see all the...
I refuse to watch those. But Bernie Mac in there, who's died also. So
I walked out of my house because that movie was streaming on TV. I walked out.
What's the first movie that made you walk out of your own house? I love it. But you got Bernie Mac in one chair and you got Jack Tripper in another chair. And in my mind, I'm thinking, both those guys are gone. There's like nobody there now. There's no one to be them now. And that kind of stuff gets under my skin. But I'll tell you what, you really want to drive yourself crazy? Go watch like anything from the 40s. Like I watched Casablanca with Tom. Room filled with people. Just whole room dead. They're all dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. Is that can't be a surprise.
It's not surprising. It's just freaky to me. Like, imagine that scene with none of those people there. Now it's this empty scene. There used to be life there, and now there's no life. Oh, that's existential and weird. I don't like it. Anyway, see it.
It's funny that that's such a thing.
I know. I don't know what it is. It's a weird obsession I have. Yeah. There you go. See Bad Santa if you are so inclined. I think it was really funny, and I'm going to make Kim watch it because I think she'd laugh her head off.
Would you call it a Christmas movie, Scott? Does that qualify as a Christmas movie?
100%. 100%. Because if the definition is the spirit of Christmas there, yes. Right. Is it subversive in almost every other way? Absolutely. But the spirit of it is there.
Plus, it's got that Run DMC song, which obviously makes it a Christmas film because Die Hard is a Christmas film, and it also has that song.
Yeah. Actually, I think it may only be the trailer, but...
Really?
I don't remember it in the movie, but I could be misremembering because the movie is weird. It uses very traditional music from Christmas at the most inappropriate moments ever. Like if someone actually owned the copyright to like Let It Snow or something, they'd be pissed how their songs were used in Bad Santa because it is. Ooh. Anyway, I think it holds up. Never saw it the first time, so I can't actually say that. I don't know if it holds up, but I liked it a lot.
Cool.
All right, that's recommendals. And that means we're done. That means we can go. We're going to leave a little tiny bit early. Not much, but a little bit.
No, not when you hear this song.
No, you got a long one.
This song will stretch it out a little bit.
Hey, Brian, you got a long one. Anyway, that'll all happen soon. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support us. You can also find all our details about how to contact us, hang out with us, do whatever you want to do over at frogpants.com/TMS. I hope everyone is having a fantastic Christmas season. And you know, I'm just going to say it. This war on Christmas be damned. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
How dare you raise the cannons in this war on Christmas, Scott?
Hold on. I got to cap that out because that perfectly sums up. There we go. That was great. All right. Brian, we are leaving. Let's leave with style, though, and do a song.
Okay. Oh, and boy, do I have style. This song has style coming out the yin-yang.
Ooh.
But let's start with a request email. Dustin Anderson wrote in, said, my oldest son is a freshman in high school and wife just returned last Sunday, December 9th, from a week-long trip to Hawaii. It's his wife, not his freshman in high school's wife.
Right. Right.
Not his freshman in high school's son's wife. From a week-long trip to Hawaii, this was a celebration to commemorate the date which will live in infamy, i.e. Pearl Harbor Day. Our school band, Dalton Kellogg, got invited to come perform with the U.S. Marine Corps Band, and they have a mini concert at the USS Missouri and march in the Memorial Parade. We were one of two bands from Michigan invited. The parade can be watched on YouTube. It was streamed a little late for my taste to watch live at midnight on the East Coast. This was a huge trip for less than 50 kids and 50 chaperones. Too expensive for myself and youngest son to go, though, as well, about $2,700 per person. But the band raised almost all of the $100,000 they were trying to raise to fund all of the students to go, so we had to chip in a little bit. I've heard nothing but good things from Hawaii, including how nice the weather was. I got to laugh when they took off Monday morning at 2:30 a.m. It was 50 degrees. When they came back, it was in the 20s and snowing like mad. My son got off the bus in his Hawaiian shirt and sandals to stand in the snow. Hilarious. Whatever you can come up with as will always be a great pleasure to hear. Love the shows, bros. Let's test the ship's phasers.
Oh.
Signed, Dustin.
I have that one handy, I think. Oh, no. What do you got to do? Right here. Whoops. Wait. Test. Wait. Where is it?
Let's test the ship's phasers.
There it is.
So something Hawaiian and Christmas. There's really only one song you can go to when you think of Christmas and Hawaii. And I heard this song yesterday. Well, I heard a version of this song yesterday in Christmas Vacation, sung by, I think, Bing Crosby? Can't remember who sang it in Christmas Vacation, but somebody like that. But the version I'm going to play for you right now is is not the Bing Crosby version. It's not a version that you're probably going to be familiar with. This is by Yacht Rock Review. I had just found these guys this week, and I am 100% in love with their sound. They take all that stuff that was great in the 70s and 80s with Yacht Rock, whether it's Hall & Oates, whether it's Toto or Late Bee Gees or Boz Scaggs or whatever, and they wrap up songs in that kind of paste. It's really, really good. And of course, you have to slather on some Michael McDonald in everything. This one even includes a little Michael McDonald in it. It is Mele Kilikimaka by the Yacht Rock Review.
All right, here it is. We will be back tomorrow for our final day of TMS celebrations before the Christmas holiday. And that might mean some special things. So come on back, everybody, and we'll see you then.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be smooth and light, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kilikimaka is a wise way.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That mattress, you've got to destroy that mattress.
Yeah.